It's Classical Spotlight and a wonderful concert coming up Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at Concordia Lutheran Church in San Antonio. The Children's Chorus of San Antonio will be singing Winter Magic, and their director, founder, Marguerite McCormick's here. Good afternoon.
Hi, John.
Oh, I'm so looking forward. This is one of those concerts to see all the kids.
That's right.
And holiday favorites. You know, I'm a big fan. I'll see you guys with the Symphony Pops here in a couple of weeks as Santa Claus. But this is just such a fun concert. I imagine there's a lot of wrangling to do. Like probably a little like juggling.
It is. It's like putting a puzzle together. And of course, because this is a new venue, every single one of our staff members, including me, has to figure out, now, where are we going to warm up? Where are we going to put the children in performance? Where are we going to seat them when we are not performing? All of those logistics have to be ironed out ahead of time so that when the concert starts, things move as seamlessly as possible. Of course, with children, one never knows for sure, but you can do everything you can, and we try to make it very elegant and very sophisticated, I guess, in terms of they know it's a special thing. It's certainly a step up from a usual choir performance. So we are getting ready. We had to make the move to Concordia Lutheran Church, and we are very grateful for their hosting us. Because of size, our numbers have grown this year, which is absolutely wonderful, but we needed a larger space. And so we're in this newer venue with lots of space for audience. So many, many people can be accommodated in this new space, and all seven of our choirs.
I know the kids and the parents, and we all appreciate all this sort of pre-planning and working out, because it then focuses everything on the music and
exactly.
This chance for the kids to sing. And they'll probably not only sing in their groups, but they'll probably be all together.
That's right. We combine the choirs in a couple of different ways, because sometimes two or three of the training choirs will sing together. Sometimes certainly the advanced choirs sing together for a couple of numbers. And then we do feature all seven, all 200 plus children in a couple of things. And of course, one of our favorites, at least for the audience in the last years that we've done this, are the sing-along carols. And we're doing that again. And we have our wonderful organist, Dr. Diane Purslin, will be on the organ out there for us. So it's exciting. It's going to be lots of visiting instrumentalists with some of the arrangements, some very familiar carols, and some that are newer that I think will really capture the audience's imagination. And of course, it's just such a wonderful season to celebrate.
Now, I know it's probably fun to actually see it come into fruition, because these are sort of things that you probably plan last year.
We start looking for repertoire for the next season beginning in January of the calendar year. So for some of these, you know, we've had them in mind since January of 2012.
So it comes along, and then it's got to be one of those things to see it all come together. You know, you might work with a particular group very closely, but then to, you know, sort of see another couple of groups come in.
That's
and,
right.
You know, to actually hear it is, you know it's going on. But then, you know, is there a nice feeling that happens that dress rehearsal day and those rehearsal days?
Yes. And it is particularly exciting and rewarding for me, because I am observing or assisting or visiting all the rehearsals of all of these choirs. And so I see these in preparation. I see the growth of the children. I know the struggles, and we all have them, you know, getting everybody ready. But to see it all come together is just really wonderful. It is exciting. The rehearsal is interesting. I sometimes feel like I'm a ringmaster, but we've been working very hard on the schedule. The staff is wonderful about sticking to their time, because, you know, they have a little window there where they have to be able to get their children in the performing area, run their piece, fix anything, and then that's it till the next day. So they're very good and very collegial about working with each other, and that's tremendous.
And I'm sure there's all sorts of considerations of, you know, like, okay, we'll finish at this time so mm-hmm. people can pick up kids at mm-hmm. this time
exactly.
and figure and coordinate and make sure that there's parking lots available and all
yes.
this sort of stuff.
Yes, and I have to really mention right now our wonderful parents, because our concerts like this do not happen without our wonderful parent volunteers. They serve as chaperones, they serve as ticket sellers, they help with ushering, they stuff programs if there are inserts that have to go in the day before, and they're there to help in whatever way. And we have an amazing group of parents with the Children's Chorus.
Well, it's a concert. You'll be able to hear these 200-plus voices in selections and then actually be able to sing along.
You bet.
Do some, add your own voice. I'm sure there'll be some alum that you know, are around. Where can folks find out more if they, again, this is probably something if you can buy it in advance, might be a good idea from the parents or, you know, a website. So where can they find out information?
Right. The best way to find out if you don't know someone in the chorus is to call 826-3447. That's 210-826-3447. Or go to our website, which is childrenschorussa.org. And truly, there is plenty of room, so people can
you can
bring your friends and neighbors. Come enjoy.
You can buy the ticket at the door, but remember, it's at Concordia Lutheran Church this year.
That's
don't
right.
show up to anywhere else you might have in the past. You know,
yes.
check it out.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking forward to this Winter Magic coming up Sunday afternoon at 3:00. And then you guys are going to be with the symphony again this year for the
yes,
Christmas pops, right?
Yeah, it's our turn.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Well, we'll check in with you about that as well, okay?
Okay, John. Thank you for having me.
Happy holidays.
Same to you.